Welcome to another edition of Saluki Rewind, where we rewind the latest interviews and conversations with members of SIU Athletics. This past Saturday, the Saluki football team had their spring game. Some big questions surrounding the program this offseason as Coach Nick Hill is searching for a new quarterback. With both Sam Straub and Matt DeSomer graduating, there's almost an entirely new defensive staff also, and things on that side of the ball feeling fresh as the Saluki defense tries to improve their Valley worst ranking. But first, let's turn our attention to quarterback turned running back Javon Williams. His thoughts on that transition.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It's just an amazing thing to do. I love running the football. I love when I get the ball every play. So
Williams might have been the most impressive player on the field, leading the charge right into the end zone on his first series of downs. He accounted for all 65 yards and that touchdown on the first drive. The Centralia product finishing the afternoon rushing for 95 yards and a touchdown on 10 carries, as well as catching a pair for 17 more yards.
Yeah, we just went through with our plays. Coaches told me to run hard, so that's what I did. And then when I got stopped at the two-yard line, it was kind of planned out. He's like, go down, because we were worried about the 2 minutes. We didn't want to give him enough time to plan the plays or the script that they wanted to run, so I knew I was going to punch it in. So
Williams thinks the team's offense has a high ceiling.
Oh, I've seen a lot of potential, because when we got here, it was a lot of potential that we had. And I love how the coaches put us in the right position to be successful, such as putting Quan in different routes, putting JRT, using his ability, his height, his body size to go get the ball, Nigel. But I love how coaches put us in our positions where we need to be successful.
Nick Hill sees Williams as a potential fill-in for what senior Jonathan Mixon did in recent seasons.
Yeah, everybody's different, but yeah, he could definitely be that guy where, you know, when you thought of DJ and his stature and what he is, and then you think of how Mix was, you know, more of a, you know, downhill power back, and obviously you see Javon 240 pounds, you know, should become that. But him and Mixon, yeah, breaking tackles is how you'll be judged when you're 240 pounds. You know, you don't want to get tackled by one guy. If you know, the way defenses are set up, there's always going to be that guy that the back's responsible for, whether that's getting an extra safety in the box with seven guys or to the eight-man front and 12 personnel. You know, if we block it right, there's somebody's there that's supposed to make that tackle that we're not accounted for in the box, and, you know, a great back makes him miss on more often than not, or runs through him, and that gain that's not 2 yards, it's five. And that's what will make big backs tough. You know, even you got to fit it up right, and, you know, he just went for 5 yards. It's second and five. That's an efficient run on first down. And so he keeps doing that, trusting that, and being okay with doing that, his big runs will come.
Going into the day, the battle at quarterback seemed to be down to JUCO transfer Kerae Lyles and redshirt freshman Nick Baker. Both saw limited time, but neither really dazzled, with Baker completing two of his four passes for just 17 yards. Lyles went 0-for-5. Meanwhile, redshirt freshman Austin Reed and JUCO transfer Cooper Callis looked pretty good. Reed completed three of his five throws for 48 yards and a touchdown, while Callis completed 3-for-4, moving the offense 36 yards. Needless to say, the quarterback battle still very much open.
I think it's, you know, it's too early to tell. We're not going to name a starting quarterback after spring football. You know, I think that all of them have done a good job, you know, from, you know, Kerae and Nick and Austin and Stone and Cooper. That's a good group, you know, and they've grown, and you see them grow. I mean, spring football, there's going to be a lot of peaks and valleys. I mean, it just always is. I mean, it's a part of the process why you have spring football. You got young guys, and sometimes you're going out there with the two tackle and the number three center and, you know, the number four Z receiver, and you got to make it work. And sometimes you create those situations to see who can manage it. And so there's going to be days that you want to see more good days than bad, but them learning from their mistakes is a lot of spring football. And so I'm excited. I told somebody before the scrimmage, you know, they asked me, like, a concern where you've had returning starters in the past. The quarterback position, I'm excited about. It doesn't keep me up at night thinking about, man, you know, well, who's it? Because we've got some talent in there, and it's going to work itself out. And whoever goes out there under center and, you know, game one, I'm going to feel really good about that, can be a high-level player in our league. So I'm excited about the talent and makeup and the personalities in that group and Blake coaching them and the system that they're in.
Javon Williams terrorized the defense on the ground, similar to what was seen all last season as the front seven struggled to bring down rushers. He thinks he's helping improve the run defense.
Oh, just when we get the ball, we put it on them. Keep putting it on them. That's the only way they'll get used to it, knowing when you got to affect the running back, what you got to do to execute.
Nick Hill also spoke on the team's run defense.
Yeah, first it starts with our fundamentals, and it starts up front with a mentality of being where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. And then ultimately you got to play with great fundamentals and tackle. And that's why you see us opening up with some tackling drills, open field tackling, understanding you might get beat, but then going back and watching why did I miss that tackle and being being sound. It's kind of a lost art as being a great tackler because you don't get to do it all the time in practice, you know, and then you get these, I mean, it's a problem. And across high school, college, pro, tackling is not as good as it probably used to be. And but that's not an excuse, and we've got to push them to be better tacklers and then just win one-on-one blocks, get off blocks and make tackles, you know, football one-on-one, nothing simple. And then we've got to do a great job with our scheme of mixing things up and getting home, and that's what, you know, Coach Petrino will do a great job of, you know, putting our guys in position, doing a good job with the game plan. But then winning one-on-one battles and tackling better.
Yeah, and if those players can learn the loss of art tackling, hey, they've got an edge.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a great tackler, you can play football. If you can get off the block and make open field tacklers, you're going to find a place of playing defensive football, you know, of having a physical edge to you and being able to strike somebody. But then being able to get off blocks is also another thing that you got to have great fundamentals. And when we do Indy for six periods a day, and those, you know, shedding blocks and getting off the bag and then coming and your feet and all those things, those are the fundamental things where it comes down to. You got to be great at those little things.
And let's hear from linebacker Bryce Notree on the topic as well.
I feel like it's improved a lot. It's improved a lot in this. And it's all credit to the defensive line and the linebackers and safeties coming down from the third level. But, you know, it's a physical game that we play, and they've really harped on being very physical at the start of the line and even in the backfield where the backer's at. So scraping over the top of blocks and getting off blocks, and that's one emphasis that we've been trying to hold.
Notree and the rest of the defense still learning the new defensive scheme under new defensive coordinator Jason Petrino.
I feel like the defense developed the most probably with our confidence. We're going out there making a lot of plays just off of our confidence alone. We feel like that if we're in the right spot at the right time, everything is just going to escalate from there. And one thing that Coach Petrino has harped on is making sure that we're, like, studying our plays and knowing we have to do whatever the situation comes. And I feel like as a defense, we've done a very good job at that.
There is one thing the team has already learned, though, the philosophy.
I feel like one thing that we lacked big time as a defense was, like, the camaraderie and looking at each other and pointing the finger and all that. But right now, I feel like everybody's together and we all have one common goal, and that's getting better as a defense. So Coach Petrino has always told us, when somebody makes a play, make sure you go tap him on the helmet and make sure you acknowledge his work. So that just makes everybody play with an edge. Like, once you do something good and succeed, you want people to acknowledge that. And I think that's where we, like, taking steps as a defense.
The Salukis open the season at SEMO on August 29th. Their first home game will come against UT Martin 2 weeks later on September 14th. Nick Hill entering his fourth season as SAU football coach with a record of 10-23. This has been a Saluki Rewind. I'm Matt Varney.